In Egypt, opposition to a U.S. invasion of Iraq is being compounded by fears of the impact the war would have on the Egyptian economy. The country already is in a recession. Analysts predict a war could cost Egypt as much as $8 billion in lost revenue. From Cairo, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At the offices of the left-leaning political organization El Karama, activist Sayed Tuhi and his colleagues are busy organizing weekly anti-war protests. Tuhi says the government has been trying to intimidate protesters. He points to a bruise on his forehead, inflicted, he says, by an overzealous policeman. Nevertheless, Tuhi predicts massive demonstrations once the U.S. starts bombing Iraq. We believe defending Iraq starts in Cairo, says Tuhi, so we've organized every street, every neighborhood to come out. Most Egyptians say they're strongly opposed to a U.S. attack on Iraq, but it's difficult to gauge how the public will react once an actual war begins. A cab driver who asked that his name not be used says he's deeply angered by America's foreign policies, but says he won't be joining any protests. I'm running night and day to make a living, he says. I've got six kids to feed. His situation is shared by many others in this country of some 70 million. Egypt's economy has been in a slump for the past several years, and many ordinary Egyptians say they have to work two to three jobs to make ends meet. They're the lucky ones. The official unemployment rate is 18%, but analysts say the real figure is probably much higher. Ahmed Ghonim, a professor of economics at Cairo University, says ordinary Egyptians have a lot to grumble about.
The real wages are not catching up with the inflation, and the purchasing power of the Egyptian pound is going down. And the problem is that the future is not that optimistic regarding what's happening in the region.
In Cairo's noisy streets and markets, it's not hard to find growing anxiety about the impact of a war. In downtown Cairo, a couple of young men working as delivery boys say they make about a dollar or two a day, and even that pittance, they say, could be threatened by a regional conflict. 23-year-old Walid Izzedine. There'll be stagnation. People may lose jobs, says Izzedine. Young people won't be able to afford to get married. The Egyptian government has warned that a war will cut into Suez Canal shipping revenues and stem badly needed foreign investment. But most fear the potential harm to Egypt's tourist industry, one of the country's major employers. Tourism was hard hit after the September 11th attacks, when the number of visitors dropped by some 50%. Experts say the industry's partial recovery since then could be wiped out by a war if it's not a quick one. Zuba Mahmoud says her husband used to earn a decent living making marble artifacts for tourists. These days, she says, her family can't even afford meat for the Muslim Eid al-Adha holiday. It's hard, she says, very hard. I've had to take both my sons out of school to work. Analysts here say Egypt has been quietly exploring the possibility of economic compensation from the U.S. in the event of a new war. It's an idea that Ahmed Galal of the Egyptian Center for Economic Studies fully supports.
I think it would be very useful for those who care about the Egyptian economy and stability to support Egypt by trying to compensate for the losses that are due to the war. Short of compensation, I think the cost will be translated into more dissatisfaction.
Sayed Tuhi of El Karama says Egyptian authorities are very worried about growing economic discontent. He says it's one of the reasons the government is trying to keep a lid on demonstrations. He says authorities fear that large-scale anti-war protests could easily degenerate into anti-government riots. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.